because the controversy over President Michael D. Higgins' decision to refuse an invitation to attend a church service in Northern Ireland is rumbling on. The President has clarified that his issue is about the title of the event, which, and I'll just read out that title again, a service of reflection and hope to mark the centenary of the partition and the formation of Northern Ireland. He says this was not a neutral statement politically. I'm joined on the line now by Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell. Thanks for joining us, Gerard. Having heard now that the President's clarification of why he turned down that invitation, do you accept that that was his entitlement?
Thank you very much for having me on, Katie. Listen, my group, which is a very diverse group in the Seanad, we discussed this at length at our last meeting, and we decided that it was poor show, really. That's the best way I can put it. I've listened to the explanation. It is so out of kilter with the Michael D. Higgins that ran in the 2011 election and the Michael D. Higgins that overwhelmingly won the last election. He has always been a man to step forward with reconciliation and do his bit to try and bring this country together. I'm really interested now in finding out what advice he was given from Ivy House, from the Department of Foreign Affairs, because that seems now to be the area where the ambiguity arises. You must remember, this was not a celebration, it was a commemoration.
Yeah, well, I mean, from what we know and what we've been told is that he wasn't given any specific advice in relation to how he should respond to that invitation.
And if that's a fact, and we'll have to see that advice, but if that's a fact, then it calls into question Ivy House and exactly what's going on there, because the President appears to have ticked all the boxes that are required of him when it comes to engaging in something like this. We must remember, there are extreme unionists who will make serious mileage out of this, and the more moderate ones will be deeply hurt, and certainly the ones I speak to are hurt by the fact that the President didn't show up or is refusing to show up for this particular event. And right now I don't think he could turn up at this stage. It would be an insult now if he turned up.
David Cullinan, you think the President was right to take this position?
Well, I think in the first instance, it's a matter for him. And I disagree with Gerard. I don't believe it's a poor reflection at all on Michael D. Higgins. I think he obviously exercised his own personal judgment. He is his own person in his own right. He's obviously a Republican. I think for all of the reasons that he has given, and I'm certainly not going to speak for him, that I don't see any circumstance in which the President of Ireland would either mark or commemorate or celebrate in any way the partition of our country.
But I think, just to be clear about this, there is no, because I looked at that letter, again, the letter of invitation, there is certainly no, the word celebrate does not in any sense enter into
it. I think there's a fine line between commemorate and celebrate, but even commemorating the partition of your country and expecting a president to be part of an event that would do that, I think people just need to reflect on that. The president is his own person. He has given his view. There are obviously deep divisions on the island of Ireland, which are a consequence of partition, and partition isn't history. You know, partition is also contemporary. Our country is still divided and our country is still partitioned, and there are many people working day and night to bring about Irish unity and have an aspiration for Irish unity. And we have no problem at all with having discussions with people from the unionist community. One of our MLAs took part in such a discussion only over the last number of days to look in an insightful way and an honest way from all sides what partition brought about, its consequences, and also the different views, where obviously there are people who want to maintain the Northern State and there are people who want a united Ireland. And I think that's different from having a commemorative event and expecting a President of Ireland to attend such an event. But as I said, he has given his view and I respect his view.
Roisin Chartall, I was reading Jennifer O'Connell in her column in the Irish Times today. She's very critical of the President for taking this position. She says he scored a surprising own goal against his self-declared mission to restore and help and heal. And she says, if Queen Elizabeth can lay a wreath in the Garden of Remembrance, the President of Ireland can grit his teeth and go to a service commemorating the partition.
I don't agree with Jennifer O'Connell there, I have to say. I think the President certainly within his rights, but I would agree with the action that he's taken in relation to this invitation. You know, the partition of Ireland
because
is
simply
not...
Simply because of the title of the event, and that seems to be what the President is saying.
Well, yes, it is because of the title.
And again, let me just remind listeners what the title was.
A Service to Mark.
Of Reflection and Hope. A Service of Reflection and Hope.
To mark the centenary of the partition and the formation of Northern Ireland. So, like... The partition of Ireland and the formation of Northern Ireland is not something that most people would consider, you know, good developments or something that we should celebrate
but
in any way.
There's nothing in that sentence that suggests anyone is suggesting it was a good development or a bad development either way. It is simply a service of reflection.
It's marking
hope.
It without considering it in the context of everything that has happened since then. And I think the President was... completely within his rights to take that view. And it's very important to point out that this wasn't something that happened in the last couple of weeks. You know, the President got this invitation. He had concerns about it 6 months ago and he relayed those concerns.
But isn't that surprising then when we heard and we were told this week that the church leaders who issued that invitation were surprised this week when the news of his refusal emerged? But surely they must have been aware of this because he says he discussed
well,
this.
Well, you would expect
the
they would be. So I don't
March.
Know what lack of communication there was on the northern side of this. But,
yes.
You know, the President was very clear. He notified his concerns 6 months ago and requested that, you know, the title be amended. Now, it's hard to see why that couldn't have happened. And in relation to Gerard's point there about the Department of Foreign Affairs, the President did consult with the Department of Foreign Affairs and, you know, there was unclear advice provided. And the President...
Well, again, it would be useful. I think Gerard is right. It would be useful if we actually, if this was written advice, and we saw it, because is it unclear? I don't think unclear was the language that was used in relation to it. I think no specific advice
was given. And that's fine. So the President, as is his right, makes up his own mind about these things. And I think most of us would accept that the President has got very good judgment on this and hasn't been slow to get involved in other centenary celebrations.
Surely the reaction to it has to be taken into the thing. And it has upset, and not just extreme, you know, the more extreme elements of unionism in Northern Ireland,
if the President had accepted that with the title, the existing title, I think we'd be having a very different discussion today. People being concerned about
Mary Butler into this. Mary, we're expecting that the Taoiseach will be invited to this event now. What position will he be taken on that?
Well, 2 points. The first point is the President has made his position very, very clear. And this was not a knee-jerk reaction, as Roisin said. He has been considering this for over 6 months and he raised concerns. And I don't think anyone can doubt the President's bona fides when it comes to reconciliation and commemoration on this island. You know, he's very, very strong there. And his main concern was the title and the structure suggested. And I would fully endorse the President's decision. He is entitled to make a decision for any invitation he gets. In relation to your question, no invitation has been sent to the government in relation to this commemoration.
If one does turn up over the next few days?
If one does turn up, it will be given the same consideration as any invitation that comes into the Taoiseach's department.
Because the speculation this morning is that the Taoiseach could not now accept that invitation because it would be seen as a slight on the President, and so therefore it might be some more junior ranking politician that might be sent.
Well, the Taoiseach was very clear yesterday when he was asked this by the media, and he said he understands where the President is coming from and that he articulated it and he gave his reasons. And, you know, for me, I believe the discussion around this has been a little bit unhelpful, and I think it overshadowed the President's visit to the Vatican this week, whereas unfortunately something that was really positive turned into more a negative, because the President of our country is entitled to make a decision on any invitation he receives. He set out his stall quite clearly why he felt he couldn't, that a religious event had become a political statement. And I think that's the reasoning behind it.
Gerard, if I can bring you back in on that, what are the moderate unionists that you have been talking to saying to you about this?
there's a deep sense of disappointment. I disagree with what's been said by the panel this morning. There was no clarity in what was said by the president earlier on in this. It turned into a political issue because of the statement made by the president. It is so uncharacteristic of the president that it is difficult to accept. And this is why the more moderate unionists are finding it difficult to accept. There are two words in that statement. In the title of the day, there is reflection and hope. And any of us sitting in this country today, north or south, would want to reflect on the history of this country with the hopes that we might have for the future of a new Ireland, an Ireland that would embrace all traditions. And this is where I feel that we have scored an own goal on this particular one. And I agree with the Speaker who said the Taoiseach could not now attend if he was invited. The President cannot change his mind at this stage. It would be seen that he's been forced into it. So I think we've missed an opportunity to extend the hand of friendship to the more moderate unionists, and we have actually enraged the more radical unionists. So okay. I think we have set things back just a little.
Okay, before we leave this, you just wanted to
no,
get in there,
I don't
David.
Believe that at all. I don't accept that last contribution, and obviously people are entitled to their own opinions. I think Michael D. Higgins' track record speaks for itself in terms of reconciliation, putting out the hand of friendship to unionists. He has laid wreaths at events in the north, as has Martin McGuinness in the past, and the current leader of Sinn Féin in the north. So there has been many, many gestures across the political divide, I have to say, in recent years, which has been about hope and has been about reconciliation. But I think this particular event was different. I think the president exercised his best judgment. I don't see it as a step backwards. And in fact, I think more moderate unionists would accept, in my view, the logic of his position. We'll hear the loud voices. But I would say there are many moderate unionists that would understand and the position that was adopted by the president.
This, of course, won't be the only event marking the centenary of the formation of Northern Ireland. Will Sinn Féin attend any of those events?
Not any events that would mark it or commemorate it, but we have no problem having discussions and debates with members of the unionist community or others who have different opinions. And I think that's a different issue when you politically argue your points, you look at the history, the insights, and also the wrongs that happened because of partition.
They were just going to pray.
But I'm a United Irelander. I want to see a United Ireland. There are people who have different opinions, but one of the consequences of partition was conflict and all of the hurt that came from that. And I accept there was hurt that was inflicted on both sides. But it is not something, in my view, to be either celebrated or commemorated in any way, certainly not by the President of Ireland.
Okay, we'll leave that one there. We'll take a break.